already on the phone right now is one of my favorite authors, Don Bentley. His new Mitch Rapp novel, Denied Access, comes out on the 30th of September, and he's on the phone now. Hey, Don.
Hey, Mark. Great to talk to you.
You too. I always love talking to you. This is our ninth interview.
Oh, man. That is quite a few. You might be the person I've talked to the most then.
Oh, cool. Well, you kind of live right up the street from me. One of these days, maybe we'll meet midway and get a kolache somewhere there on I-35.
Yeah, absolutely.
You like kolaches?
Who doesn't like kolaches?
Okay, that's the right answer. So, I have to ask you, before we talk about this new Mitch Rapp novel, I saw a tweet you put on Twitter the other day. What's going on with Matt Drake, movie, TV series, new book?
Yeah, so it's funny you mentioned that, because I'm actually finishing revisions to the pilot script for what would be the first episode in a TV show based on Without Sanction. So it's still, I like to say that Hollywood is where authors go to die. It's kind of the siren song that lures us all in. But we've had some pretty promising developments. I'm working with a production team I really like, going through the second round of edits now, and then we'll be off to pitch to studios. So we'll see what happens.
Well, as long as the check clears, that's half the battle.
yeah, that definitely is an important part of this business.
Is there a new Matt Drake book coming anytime soon? You know how I miss him in Frodo.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you say that. That's one of the biggest questions I get. I'm very lucky in that I'm at a point right now where I have more projects than I have time to write them. And so I think the next book that comes out for me will be a standalone book I've been working on off and on for the last year and a half. I'm about halfway through it. And so once I finish the revisions for this script, I'll go back to that as my side project. And then hopefully after I finish that, I'll get to come back to Matt and Frodo.
Well, you got to get a new Mitch Rapp book in there too somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I said side project.
Oh, okay.
The everyday project is the next Mitch Rapp book that I'm working on now.
If I can be a little nosy for a second, are you signed for so many novels and then they'll reevaluate with you?
Yeah, so I can't talk about the details,
okay,
the specifics of the contract, but yes, basically they contract me for a number of novels, and at the end of that, then we talk about renewing that contract.
Okay, cool. Denied Access. Now, you're going to have some explaining to do. For people like me, I didn't come in until Red War. So I know that this reads as a standalone, and I didn't have any trouble reading it. It's another great book, by the way, in the series.
Thank you.
There was a couple of questions I did have, so I went to Mr. Google, and they were able to answer it. but I don't know if they're spoilers or not, so I don't want to tell you what they were at the moment. I'll let you... Why don't you kind of give we don't have a lot of time. Can you give kind of a quick backstory as, to what Denied Access, it's a prequel, but it's a sequel.
Yeah, so Vince Flynn decided to go back in time and write Mitch Rapp's origin story. And so that origin story was supposed to be a trilogy, three books. The first two were American Assassin and Killshot. But when he finished Killshot, Vince decided to wait on writing the third book in that trilogy and go back forward to where he left off and pick up what became, unfortunately, his final book before he passed away from cancer. And that book was called The Last Man. And so Mitch Rapp fans everywhere have always wondered what happened, what was that missing piece of the story. And so I got to go back and write the final book in that trilogy, and that's what Denied Access is.
Yeah.
And so if you look at the front of the cover, the publisher actually has a little starburst on it that says American Assassin novel or something like that. That's supposed to clue you in that it's the third book of a trilogy.
It says an American Assassin thriller.
There you go.
And that kind of answered one of my questions, because as I was reading the book, there's a certain girlfriend that Mitch has that I hadn't heard about before, and I went and Googled it, and by Googling that, it never answered what possibly happened, but in this book, you answer that question. I'm trying to be vague, not give anything away.
No. So everybody, the Mitch Rapp fans that have read the beginning to know all about Greta.
Okay.
There's been tons of speculation on what happened to her, because the first Mitch Rapp book that Vince actually wrote was called Transfer of Power. And when Mitch comes into the scene there, Greta is never mentioned. And so nobody knew what happened to her, because at the end of Killshot, it seems like they're a couple and it's going to be the love of his life. And then when Transfer of Power picks up, there's no mention of her. And so that is one of the many things I got to address in Denied Access. What happened to Greta?
Another thing I learned in the book, and this was a Google question, but I don't think it's a spoiler since we're 24 books in. I did not know that Mitch had been married before.
Yeah, so not married in the prequels, but yes, Mitch had a... So there have been basically three big loves of Mitch's life. So the first is kind of, is part of his origin story, was his high school and college girlfriend, Mary, who passed away when the airplane she was in was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland. And then, so that was one. The second one was Greta, that you see in the origin story. And then the third was his wife, Anna.
Okay. Before I have you, you know, give the, I'll let you, you know, tell what this book is about, because that way I won't do any spoilers, since it's a sequel, prequel, as I call it. But I have to ask you now, authors are known to go to Paris if they're writing a book about Paris. They're known to go train with the military if they're writing about guns and military action. Did you go to a nude beach by any chance?
I did. So part of the book takes place in Barcelona and then also Mallorca. And so it just so happens that my oldest child was finishing up college and had a study abroad in Barcelona. And so we went there as a family and then went to Mallorca and got the surprise of our lives in a bad way when we wandered too far onto not just a nude beach, but kind of a senior citizen nude beach. And we saw things that we can never unsee. And so I put that in the book.
I love the line in the book, unprotected nether regions.
yeah. It like I said, it might have been one of the biggest traumas of my life happened there on the beach in Mallorca.
Well, I got to tell you, if you want to go to a good nude beach, go to Martha's Vineyard. The nude beach there is cool. I've been to that one.
I'm not a connoisseur of nude beaches, but I appreciate the information.
Okay. Hey, talk about what this book is about, where it comes in after the other ones, and kind of what happens. So I don't do any spoilers.
Sure. So Denied Access picks up just a week or so after the events of Killshot. And what was fun about it is the majority, if not all, of Vince's work dealt with the Islamic terrorist threat. And so I thought it would be fun to write a book that had more of a Cold War feel to it. The book itself takes place sometime in the early 90s. And so what Denied Access shows, I got to bring back two characters that have kind of passed on. Thomas Stanfield, who was the director of the CIA, and then Stan Hurley, who was Mitch's trainer and mentor. And so what you get to see is this 50-year battle starting between two opposing spies, Thomas Stanfield being one of them, and kind of this mystery guy the book reveals, who was a KGB officer and then matriculated over to one of the other intelligence services after the Soviet Union falls. And so what's great about Denied Access is you get to see some backstories. So you get to see Thomas Stanfield as a young OSS operative in the closing wars, days of World War II. And you also get to see Stan Hurley on the wrong side of the Berlin Wall causing trouble during the Cold War. And so it's a really fun book. It shows the origin story, and it's also my first attempt at more of an espionage thriller rather than kind of a military political thriller that I typically write.
And it's got a love story with Greta.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that love story was pivotal to Mitch's development as a character. It was the first woman he truly loved after the tragedy of his high school girlfriend and the girl he intended to marry dying. So it was a very important story to finish so that you could understand what makes Mitch Mitch.
So you obviously have read every book in this series. You wrote the Jack Ryan Jr. books for a while. Did you read all those books as well? How do you find the time to read all these books, remember everything, and then write them?
Yeah, I don't. It's hard to remember all of them. And so what I tend to do is, if I'm writing a book that ties into other ones, I'll read those multiple times as I'm writing that book.
Oh, okay.
And so for this one, certainly the two prequels I read multiple times, but also Transfer of Power. And so Kyle Mills is a fantastic guy and maybe the most organized writer on the planet. And so when I took over, he sent me a link to a Google Drive that had all of the Word document versions of Vince's books.
Oh, okay.
So you can go in there and search each of the books for keywords, characters, stuff like that, which makes the research a little bit easier.
I got to tell you, that airport chase scene was pretty awesome. Do you, when you're writing these books, are you constantly thinking of how you can have one or two really kick-ass shootouts, train rides, airplane fights? I mean, do you kind of think about that as you're writing the book?
Yeah, I think they, so Denied Access is my 10th book published and my 13th book overall. And I think as you write more books, you get to hopefully you become better as a writer and your instincts get better. And so I don't set out to think, hey, I'm going to write, the scene you're referencing is this scene that happens in the Barcelona airport. And I don't set out to thinking, hey, I'm going to write this climactic scene here. I set out thinking, here's where Mitch is. How do I make his life harder? And how do I continue to make things more difficult for him? And then the scene kind of organically comes from there. And then for my writing process, the magic happens in rewrites. And so that's where you look at it and be like, oh, I could make this scene this much more suspenseful if I added these elements to it, or I did this, or I gave Mitch this problem. And so you want to have, you know, these books are about action, are about having the reader on the edge of his or her seat. And so you certainly, you know, when you have a finished first draft, I go back and look at that and say, have I delivered on the Mitch Rapp brand? Have I given readers the roller coaster rides that they come to this universe for? And so sometimes that's there organically. Sometimes you have to go back to scenes and see how you can do that, because the readers in this series have very, very high expectations, and deservedly so.
You're going out on tour starting on the 29th in Minneapolis. It's not a very long tour. It's, what, 7 dates? Did your super PR guy, Mr. David Brown, want you to do more, or did he try to pile on more on you?
No, that's about right. The tour, the number of dates is only 7, but the way that it's scheduled this time, it's actually stretched out more. And so I think I was traveling actually last week to go up to the Poison Pen bookstore for an event. And I think starting last week, I'm going to be traveling every week for 6 weeks. And so it's awesome meeting fans, but it also is really, really hard traveling and working and doing all the stuff you're doing. And so I think 7 is probably about the right number.
Well, can't you just say, give yourself 2 weeks off to just concentrate on the book signings and then get back into your space when that's done?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great if it worked out that way. But no, I end up working. Like I said, I try and do a book in maybe a quarter a year or a book and a half. Like I said, I'm very, very lucky to both be able to write in the Vince Flynn universe and to have other side projects. And to do all of that, I need to work pretty much all the time.
And in this book, like as usual in all your books, you give a little shout out to a couple of authors. Does that just pop into your mind as you're writing, or do you kind of have that planned out?
Yeah, the thriller author community is pretty amazing. And so they're a great group of guys who were on a text thread together, who we've all kind of come up in the ranks together. And so when we can, we give each other shouts out, just kind of funny stuff that we do for each other. And so this one, David McCluskey, is one of my favorite authors. His new one, The Persian, comes out actually on the same day as Denied Access. His first book was called Damascus Station, and General Petraeus, who was the director of the CIA at one point, said it's the best thriller he's ever read, or the best espionage novel he's ever read. And so David helped me out quite a bit with this book. He's a former CIA analyst, and so I rewarded him by making him a goofy character in this book. So you got to watch who you help out, because you can end up in their book as a goofy character.
Well, Don, I always appreciate talking to you. Let's see, Denied Access is out on the 30th, the new Mitch Rapp book another year from now. And any idea when this, is there like a tentative date for the standalone one you're working on?
No, I'm lucky enough to be working on it and it's not under contract, which means I can work on it when I have time for working on it. And then once it's finished and we send it out, somebody picks it up, then we'll have a pub date.
Okay. Well, good luck on everything, Don. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I guess we'll talk again in another year.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mark.
All righty. Bye-bye.
See ya.